Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
I'm just going.
Okay. I gotta find peace of mind.
I know they're not recording.
I gotta find peace of mind.
This is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind.
I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. In my memory, constantly holding me. I need to tell you all the pain he's caused. I need to tell you why I'm undone because. He says it's impossible without him, but I know it's possible.
You are my
keep my peace of mind. He's my peace of mind. What a joy it is to be alive, to get another chance, yeah. Every day's another chance to get it right this time. Every day's another chance. What a merciful, merciful mercy. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What a merciful, 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 merciful. What a wonderful, 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 merciful. Merciful, merciful, wonderful.
All right, guys. Greetings, 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 guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to Hands in Awareness Radio. I am your host, Keith. And today, we're going to be doing the Grand Rising Motivation segment. And today, I pretty much, this is something that I have been having on reserve. And it's, if you guys don't know who Bobby Hemmings is, kill yourself. No, I'm just kidding. No, Bobby Hemmings is a great teacher. You know what I'm saying? I've personally been, he's been, mentor of mine, YouTube mentor, not a personal mentor, but, you know, just I've been listening to his lectures. I mean, I pretty much listened to most of them, you know, a good 60%. And Bobby is a great teacher, you know, so a lot of you guys already know who Bobby is. So Bobby pretty much decodes the Baphomet. Now, there are many people, you know, that come to me and be like, Keith, you know, what does it mean? You know, because I do post it sometimes. And when I post it, you know, I post it in a sense of balance and, you know, which what it means, right? So a lot of people don't really understand that, understand that. So I thought it was a great idea, choice, you know, to pretty much play that today. So we are definitely going to jump in today. So today is going to be decoding the Baphomet. I thought today's Sunday, you know what I'm saying, on this holy day to, you know, do this, right? So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and just do that for y'all today. All right, guys. So, again, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Grand Rising Motivation with Haruta Oracle. Now, I will be doing these segments pretty much kind of sporadically on a random, you know, so when I feel moved to do them, I will do them. It's not going to be anything consistent, you know, as of now. But please join our Facebook group, you know, for any kind of updates anytime. And if you're my friend on Facebook, you know, you always I'll get the updates as well. And be sure to join on Blog Talk Radio, you know, subscribe to our Blog Talk channel. And I believe you can get email updates, you know, when we schedule shows, the next show and all that. You can keep up there as well. And also, guys, I'm an oracle, so if you guys need oracle readings, tarot readings, spiritual constellation, dream decoding, you know, you can check out my website at www.enhancingawareness.net. And also, you can email me directly if you got, you know, if you just got any questions for me, you want to come on the show as a host, you know, anything of that nature, just go ahead and email me, assistantservices@gmail.com. And also our executive assistant, Lisa Van, you can contact her as well. And her information, all this is going to be in the show notes, guys, okay? All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. Let me go ahead and pull the clip up for you. Now, this YouTube clip, we're going to go ahead and just go in. I haven't listened to this one in a while, right? So I'm going to be taking notes on my end, and I hope you guys are taking notes on your end, and then we're going to come back and discuss. That's pretty much how it's going to go. If you want to call in, the calling number is going to be 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that I can see you in the caller queue. All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump right back right into it. And, guys, I hope you enjoy. This is the decoding of the Baphomet. Peace and love. We'll be back.
So, let's see here.
Let's go over some stuff. I put this up so it can stop this people being afraid for once and for all. We're always doing ongoing research, and this will stop black folks from being afraid. A sister came in my house and saw this and damn near died. And then there's a brother from St. Louis sent me a big old flag with this thing on it. I said, and I put that up in there, I ain't got to worry. I can leave the door wide open. Because I know you black people know they scared of the devil. And send their children to lay up on a white man's table and dissect them. But I put this up here for a reason. So now, because I've been talking about this for years, but I want to enter it into evidence as far as information. Let's see, did I get the right thing? There's a lot of book on Sufi teachings, but they don't give you much. This particular book here, The Sufis by Adries, Idris Shaya, or Idris Shah, S-H-A-H, S-H-A-H, that's Idries, S-H-A-S, you got this? Yeah, okay. Because I wear this devil around my throat. You know, and every now and then, you know. And, you know, black people, you can tell that we are people that's a scared people. Because the simple fact, that we will look at something and big old grown people, 40, 50 years plus, and we will never ask questions. And all you have to do is just ask questions. That's the only way you're going to learn something. Every now and then somebody will stop me. Usually some young person, some young black girl mostly, and go, what does that mean? You know, well, we want to enter this into evidence so we can dispel this myth from now on. And I've been telling you for years that one man's God is another man's devil. Now, we know that this is called the Baphomet head, that you have been scared of for years. Is that satanic thing? Yeah, satanic. You know, you all good Christians and you good Mennonite, Calvinist, Baptist, black conscious people. You know what I'm saying? You all are still, like I said, you have removed the deities. You and the Isis and Osiris and everybody else, but you still got the same model. You scared of something. You know what I'm saying? You are always scared of something. And I tell this story about back in 1995 where they had this brother who called me and told me he had these gins on him for all his life. And he had gone around the world and all these people tried to tell him how to get the gins off of him. And he was, I think, in the late 30s or early 40s. And I told him those were his friends and to embrace them. And the day that he embraced them, they came to him and said, man, we have been trying to get in touch with you for thousands of years. We used to hang out together. These were spirits. You see what I'm saying? And so a lot of people, so this is very key, because a lot of people come to me saying, you know, I got these evil spirits around me. And what you don't understand, evil spirits simply means ancestors. It depends on your perspective of things. Ancestors trying to get in touch with you. You see? But then again, you all scared, because remember now, there's very little spiritual in religion. That's why all people should come out of religion. There's very little spiritual in religion. Religion is mostly ceremonial and all. You see, very little religious, spiritual, because most spiritual disciplines would be evil in the context of religion. And one of the worst is Islam, because the simple fact is you can't even think. Or you going to, you know. So we talking about a real dictatorship. But Christianity, Judaism, and all of it. It is very little spiritual in religion. Religion is more political and moral. And you can take care of that past the third grade, or maybe we'll give you to 12 years old. When they say, you know, the Bible say once the 12, you get 12 get on you, the sins get on you. You ever heard this before? Well, that's the time when you're supposed to leave that shit alone. And that's when you get most religion. And it's basically superstition. Damn superstition. That just degrades all you've been practicing all your life and reduce your precious religion down to superstitions. Well, let's just think about this Noah's Ark thing here now. We got Noah. He gonna go and take two animals and put on around the world. Now, Noah's a bad motherfucker now. He gonna go to China and get a tiger because the tiger's not in Africa. He gonna get a lion from Africa. Now, let's just think it right now. He gonna take two tigers, two gorillas, two lions, two hippopotamus. He don't need no more animals. He just put them on the ship. He's fucked. Out of here, you gonna take a gorilla or ape. There's 200 species of dogs. He gotta have two of them on the ship. 4,000 species of snakes, bats, rats, spiders, gorillas, monkeys, chimpanzees, tigers, orangutan, zebras, eagles that eat cats, cats that eat rats. And he gonna put all that shit on one boat and get his ass up in there. He wouldn't last 5 minutes. Can you imagine a gorilla, a tiger, a hippopotamus, and a goddamn 400 snakes, species of snake, and 200 species of dogs, Rottweilers, bulldogs. And you're going to put all that on a boat and sail with this shit? Didn't include the whale. Now, how the fuck you going to get a whale on the ark that's bigger than the damn ark? You know what I'm saying? Now, come on now. But you grown folks, you believe in this shit. You know what I'm saying? No, we ain't talking about no elephant. Put a male elephant on there, too. And we supposed to believe this fool. Now, that's superstition, so I don't have to even defend that crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you believe this. And they got the gall to come on TV the other week talking about they found Noah's Ark. You know what I'm saying? In the one, because they still did it. They did it. They came on TV the other week and said that, you know, it was in Turkey and all these kind of places. And they showed this thing. And I'm supposed to believe a grown person. This thing looked like something that's bigger, this about the size of a damn Lincoln Continental. And I'm supposed to believe you're gonna fit every goddamn animal in the world in it. Something by the size of a Lincoln Continental. With a Continental kit. And I do believe you're supposed to fit every animal in the world in it. Then you can understand that they train you with these superstitions while your mind is on lockdown, because the mythology that they have trained you on is fucking primary, kindergarten, and subpar. And that's why you never start thinking beyond that. But in this particular aspect of the head, now look at this. This is called the Baphomet. And it says that the Knights Templars, who was put in by the Moors, were accused of worshiping a head sometimes called the Baphomet head or Baphomet, and considered to be an idol and probably connected with the Muhammad or Muhammad. They're talking about the Moorish aspect of this. And they talk about these people that were worshiping this head. This is page 254, 255 in the book Sufis. And this is the definitive text introduction by Robert Graves. And they've been putting out bullshit ever since they put out this one. Then they put out a bunch of garbage. Now. Huh? No, that's the Star of David is just a All in those are ancient signs of ancient mystery system signs. It also means penis. The head of the penis sticks up. And if you close the legs of a woman, the pubic hair sticks down. So it's the male and female union at a union. And they just found a six-pointed star that had a two eclipses in November, a six-pointed star that formed in a conjunction in November. All this happened in November. We're going to tell you what all that means. But going back, they were talking about the Knight Templar venerated a head. And Muhammad the Western scholars have recently supposed that the Baphomet was no connection with Muhammad, but may well be a corruption of the Arabic word A. B-U-F-I-H-A-M-A-T, Abufamat, which is pronounced in Moorish Spain, something Bufamet. Now, whatever this is a Moorish document. Moorish Spain is the ones who started the Knights Templars, and this is a Moorish iconology. Now, let's go right ahead and see what this thing says. Page 255. In the Sufis, Idris Shah, S-H-A-H, introduction by Robert Graves. Let's see what it says to put this to rest. I've been saying this for 10 years now, but we got it in black and white. And you all scared. Mennonite, Cabin Baptist, Seventh-day Adventist. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff here and all. And here you are in the 2000s and you still stuck in superstitions. Superstitions, and ain't nothing getting done. You know what I'm saying? You're the most religious and you are the least spiritual. White folks are more spiritual than you now. Now you challenge me on that shit. The white man is more spiritual than you are. Why? Because he deals with your discipline. He does not fool around with this bullshit. Now you have it. The white man is more spiritual than black people. Yes. Yes, he's more spiritual than you because you don't deal with your discipline.
Uh-oh.
And he deals with your damn discipline. So you can shake your goddamn tamarima all the hell you want. You ain't shit until you deal with your discipline. The white man deals with your disciplines and you reject your discipline. So he's more spiritual than you. I don't give a damn because you dance, because you can cry a little better, because you can shake a tambourine. The white man is better than you because he steals with your disciplines and you call your discipline satanic. Now come off the bullshit. You don't know none of your stuff. Yeah, I see. We got Brother Phil Valentine in the back. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we just running our mouth, melanin. The damn white man is dealing with your discipline. He's more spiritual than you because you scared of your shit.
That's right,
we know niggas. Niggas and flies. One spread filth and one spread lies. The more I hang around niggas, the more I like flies. A nigga was a bad invention.
Uh-huh.
You scared of your stuff. Somebody, you spiritual. Every time somebody try to give you something, you scared of it. Know what I'm saying? So my point is now, it says, now this is it. Now this wipes out this. The Baphomet, it says, now here it goes again. Entered in any evidence. This is the only one that's valid. They got 12 Sufi books out, and they just poetic sayings. This is the only one. The Sufis by Idris, A-D-R-I-E-S-S-H-A-S-H-A-H. Introduction by Robert Graves, page 255-254. And it says, this Baphomet head that was venerated by the Knights Templar, it goes on to say, the devotees, it says, that this head means knowledge. And it says, a derivation standing for Black Coleman and so on. The Baphomet is none other than the symbol of the completed man, the black head, the Negro head, the Turk head, which appears hereby in English language. It goes on to say that the term, especially used in Moorish Spain, is studied in Moorish Spain, and it states that the black head or the Baphomet head is called the completed man, or more completed man, the complete man. Now, there you have it. You scared of this.
That's right.
So don't be fucking around. You scared of this. Let me tell you another thing about us. This is what you need to start rejecting. You go up Harlem, and you see all these little pretty little pictures of black women and the little babies, or the black man, he ain't heavy, lifting up. That was all good 10 years ago because you was trying to go. You see what I'm saying? But your artwork is not tapping into complex disciplines. So you got all that old pretty art. You know what I'm saying? All these little pictures of the, you know, the black man and all with the baby and all that old root shit from 77. You grown people, your stuff will be challenging. You see what I'm saying? You need to go to Greenwich Village and see what them white folks is getting down with.
All right.
See what I'm saying? And the artistic shit they're dealing with. They say, we don't want nothing beautiful. We want something that's going to challenge the foundations of the doggone matrix and stuff. They dealing with H. Geiger, who gave you Alien and all that kind of stuff. And you sitting around here with a little baby, all them old shits you see all down Harlem. Them old sick-ass posters. Oh, you done got enough of that. You don't need no more of that. And don't reject erotic art. That's right. So don't reject erotic art. Don't let the white man fool you, call it pornography. Erotic art. Something that stirs up something. Know what I'm saying? You know. Ain't nothing more pretty than, let me show you something here. Let me show you something here. If you take the wings of Tahuti, y'all all right? Look. Okay, take the wings of Tahuti. Let me get a picture of Tahuti. Stuff. I swear this is some pretty shit right here. I'm in love with this. I'm in love with it. Yeah. I'm getting ready to become an altar for this stuff right here. We just wait a minute, you know. I gotta set it up, but I want to show you this right here. Let me go get the I'm gonna get the staff of Tahuti. So you all know the medical symbol. The staff of Tahuti. Now, I'll do it right here. This is a good one right here. This is one right here. This is the god Mithra or Aeon. As you know the wings coming up like that, you know that that's the staff of Tahuti. You see the black dot and all of that. Okay. Now, you see them wings going down like that? Look on the vagina and see them little, some sister's pussy got wing on it. You get one, y'all get, see how the Christians do? You all get, see, that's what I'm trying to say. You got to break you from this junk. You see how quiet you get? Now, if Richard Pryor said this, you'd be laughing. It's programming. Have you ever seen women's sisters' vagina that got wings on it? See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. So my point here is, there's a form of erotic art. This you didn't even know that this right here, you've been seeing it all your life, and I'm talking about the outline of this. You've been seeing it all your life. The vesica. The vesica ain't nothing but the pussy. And it's on every damn church, above every white church, they got this. That's the vagina. That's the prettiest shit going. You know what I'm saying? That's the doorway. So now, I'm getting ready to become a temple. I'm going to get ready to become a damn altar for that. This right here. Long as I got a face, she got a place to sit.
Oh.
You know, so I'm going to do that Toni Braxton. I will never breathe again. So she going to be sitting on my head. I got a brand new hat. So I'm going to become the veil. Let me give you some stuff, some science. I am Isis. I am Aset. And no one has seen my veil. What is the veil? The veil is the pubic hair, and an erotic aspect of it, when she shaves or trims the pubic hairs, that's when you see Aset, Isis. Now, when a man is dying and she needs some severe thing because Osiris is cut up, she opens his mouth. You have to open your mouth to lick on the second pineal gland, the clitoris.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the opening of the mouth ceremony, you understand what I'm saying, is this. Now you're getting the science. And as a result, she secretes the vaginal fluids, collars, ojas, shakties, gunners, russels, tamas. And you get healed. So she has to, she opens, she, what she does is she comes in there and she takes, it's a mystery. She comes in and she sits on this motherfucker head and say, before you die, nigga, open up your mouth and jab some of this damn gasoline, this juice. And that heals him. It's an alchemical, metaphysical story. That's right. That's right. Except nothing less but a Negro going downtown. Now, we ain't going uptown to Harlem this time. We going downtown. There you go. Oh, glory. Oh. Now, but you all have been programmed and trained. You see what I'm saying? Now, the Baphomet head is the head of the Moor, and the Knights Templars, who were set up by the Moors, venerated this head of their masters. And you've been scared of it all this time, and it is right here in this particular book. And they go in this book, this book here got the Moor stuff all through it, and they say the Moor is called a complete man, and his symbol is that right there. And the white man been worshiping this for the longest, and you've been scared of it. So it's time for, don't come to the house, I'm spiritual. No, you religious. Know the difference. Even before Khaled died, the first thing he did say was, we got to even challenge what freedom is, because we don't even know if our thoughts is freedom. It's free thoughts, because that's even given to us by somebody else. You know what I'm saying? That's given to us by somebody else. So now Isis sets on his head and says, open your damn mouth if you want to live. Open your mouth if you want to live. And he's transformed when he eats the collars. When he eats the collars, he's transformed. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to say. So, but the problem here is we can't come before black people and talk about this kind of stuff because you are trained to be taboo on every damn thing. Know what I'm saying? But it's in your mind and in your thoughts, so you can't trip with me. You be 75 and a freak in your mind. Oh, no. You telling yourself no. But it's in your head. Too many people out here to let you know that you ain't. Come on. Now, I just wanted to tell you that because just to read that in the evidence, because we're not dealing with childhood no more. You know what I'm saying? I do a lecture down in Atlanta on this thing, and the people doggone string me up. They come a year later and do a same lecture in Australia, white folks, and people fly all over the world to see this. They go to Las Vegas and say, we expecting 50,000 people to come to this sex conference on the same stuff, and they get 200,000 damn people come in 2 days. You know what I'm saying? And you running around here talking about you righteous and all this kind of stuff here. You all refuse to deal with the grotesque. And the grotesque is only that which has been taboo to you. You see what I'm saying? based on some people not understanding and ultimately hating the female body and everything that comes along with it. See what I'm saying? And now that's the problem now. Y'all all right? Let's go on. We got a lot to cover. Shoot. Now they got growth hormones. Growth hormones are these hormones that used to be $800 a vial. And they see colors. Everything they're dealing with now is growth hormones. Now they are selling this stuff on Art Bell. You can get this stuff for $30, $40. So now here it is. They got this growth hormones, and it was $800 a vial in 1997. You know what I'm saying? Now, Art Bell and them is selling these same growth hormones for doggone $30, $40. You can buy this stuff. And where you think this stuff is coming from? This is coming from the pituitary gland. It's secreted to, and they say pituitary gland. Basically, it's a production of pituitary gland. It's a form of melanin and stuff. And so you know where they're getting it from. They're getting it on the continent, off the continent. All the little wars they got going on and all the stuff that they say that they're killing people with AIDS. And they got those 75,000 black people dying a month. Before they die, all their melanin is sapped. Now stick with me because we're going to go into that in a few minutes or some other things that's going down. You see what I'm saying? So that's very key. Now, I just want to put this in the evidence because I talked about this in D.C. and I want to mention this to you. That right before Christmas, the white man traced his roots. He traced his roots right before Christmas. He traced his roots back to Asia, said that they came from the Asians. And then they went on up, and this debunks, this destroys the Diop's two cradle theory, the Charles Finch, and all of them saying that they mutated in the Ice Age. This destroys it. When they went up to the Arctic Circle, damn near in Siberia in the North Pole, and they got a group of people living there to this day. And they are brown-skinned people. They're about your complexion with dark hair, dark eyes, and they didn't mutate in the ice. And yet I'm supposed to believe that the doggone white boy in Europe, which has summer and winter and is seasonal, gonna mutate in Europe. That just blows it all out. Now, let's see, the concept here is it was a theory that they mutated in the Ice Age. But yet they traced, right before Christmas, they traced a group of people that they say that the Native Americans came from, and they traced them up at the Arctic Circle and damn near the North Pole. And they've been there for thousands and thousands of years, and they still ain't white. But yet I'm supposed to believe that a blonde-haired, blue-eyed person come from Europe, which is warm, has seasons. It can get up to damn near 100 degrees in Europe in the summer. And they're supposed to mutate. You see what I'm saying? So my point here is they proved this thing. Then they say that those particular ones traveled from the Arctic Circle to Alaska and got trapped for 500 years in the ice. And still yet, and they say these became the Native Americans of this country coming through the Bering Straits. And the Native Americans were Sinetta's color at the turn of the century. See what I'm saying? So that's all bull. You see, they proved it. They went all up there where the ice was, and the people living there have been in there for 1,000 years, and they ain't got no blonde hair and blue eyes. Sure enough. Huh? That means it's got to be a grafting process. A genetic engineering, like the Hermetic text say, our biggest problem is we learn how to create another race. That's what the Egyptians said in black and white. Our biggest problem is we learn how to create another race. That's in the Hermetica. Translated 1935, Walter Scott's book, the Hermetica book, and stuff. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's interesting. Okay, going right on. All right, let's see here. A few other things. Just to knock this out of the way, we know that the whole Michael Jackson thing, we know that, first of all, that the day that Arnold Schwarzenegger took office is when they raided the compound. The day that he took office is the day that they raided.
Hey. backstabbing, combative and abusive. The African and Arab go at it, they most Muslim. We should be moving in unison, disputes are in. Bounty hunters in Grape Street get cool again. Some standing houses, got the young runner rampant, wildin'. Poor phantom, he can stallin'. Mass on his face, grabbing his Ruger. Say nobody move, I shoot you, man, you expiring. Catch 25 and he does it like a man inside with black, white pride and Mexican. Survive the best he can, strap a shake to his thigh. Why don't we all collide? Why do the young die? Extortion, murder, and burglary. Tattoos his chest as his enemies don't deserve to breathe.
Diamonds, I gave you Mandela, black Dalai Lamas, I gave you music, you enthused in my kindness, so how dare you reduce me to Donny Imus, timeless in case we ain't never been acquainted, blindness who made it, it gets duplicated, mindless violence, well let me try to paint it, here's the 5 steps and most to explain it,
one.
It's me and my nation against the world,
two.
The me and my clan against the nation,
three.
The me and my fam against the clan,
four.
The me and my brother with no hesitation, go against the until they cave in.
Five.
Now who's left in this deadly equation? That's right, it's me against my brother. Then we point a Kalashnikov and kill one another.
Over colors, over money, over land and over island, over God and over idols, and evil lovers, over breakfast, over dinner, over sofas, over jungle, over rima, over bookers, over Brooklyn, over Prince and over rockers, over red and over blue and over chokers, over red and over blue and undercovers, tribal trouble, the tribe I shuffle, cause the youth them now go a war and go fight with knuckle, the two sides shuffle, Vietnam now go a war with no more kung fu, none chuckle, the silent shuffle, and the Queen of England and Uncle Sam them a flex them muscle, the tribal hustle, blood time and puzzle, survival struggle.
All right, peace and love, peace and love. Thanks for listening, you know, and I hope that you guys got something out of that. You know, Bobby Hemming is great. I know that at the end of that clip, you know, he was pretty much going to go into, you know, some deeper stuff about Michael Jackson and stuff. So I encourage you guys to truly, truly, you know, go and type in Bobby Hemming, you know, on YouTube. Bobby Hemming has some wonderful, wonderful lectures, you know, that he left behind. I don't believe Bobby Hemming is dead yet, but, you know, I know that he's not doing lectures or anything like that. He just left a lot of material, excuse me, for us to go back and for us to study. Him and Delbert Blair, C. Freeman L., you know, James Smalls, you know, all of them aren't, you know, dead, but all of the great scholars, you know what I'm saying, left a lot of information for us to always go back and study, you know. So, yeah, this particular YouTube is, you know, I typed in Bobby Hemmett Baphomet, and you can type that in. There's another YouTube, you know, where he goes into like a real full decode. That one was almost 2 hours. I couldn't upload that one, but I did get a short version to kind of get, you know, your feet wet with decoding the Baphomet. So I hope you guys understood and overstood, you know, that it's balanced pretty much, you know, and some takeaways, you know, is ask questions. You know, if you don't know what anything means and you want to pretty much kind of think outside of the box, and you'll soon realize that there is no fucking box, right? But ask questions, you know, go against the grain, ask questions. You know, a lot of us come from Christianity, which is a conditioned mindset to where we don't ask questions. I mean, that was embedded in us early, you know, don't ask questions, don't ask questions. No, ask fucking questions, right? So that's the most important thing. And, you know, us as a race, you know, as far as black is concerned, then you will also soon realize that black is the essence, you know what I mean? But that's a whole nother show. But anyhow, you know, just as a black race, for lack of better teaching right now, right? So Osei Kufuor, too, you know what I'm saying? He's another great god that you probably want to research. So, yeah, ask questions. Excuse me. I'm going to put two videos in here for you guys in the show notes. It'll be available after the show, but I'm going to put two YouTube clips, and one of them was, like, my favorite clip to where it just broke down. I mean, it just – it pretty much was, like, the start of – where I'm at today, you know what I'm saying, as far as my research and development is concerned, you know, and, you know, Bobby spoke in this about one man's God is another man's devil, you know, in the lecture, you know, the lecture is titled Bobby Hemmett, What If God Was the Devil? And this is a 5-hour lecture, guys, where he literally breaks down everything that they tell us is bad for us and not to do it, you know, or not to go toward it is the very thing that you need to run toward and you need to research, you know what I mean? Just what if Jesus was the devil? You know, what if everything we were taught was the total opposite, right? Bobby breaks it down in this five-hour lecture, which I'm going to make available after this show. So, yeah, we're going to wrap up this show. You know, I mean, I pretty much didn't have many takeaways. Bobby had a lot, but I'm going to encourage you to research, you know what I mean? We've opened the door. I'm going to encourage you to dig a little deeper, right? And evil spirits means ancestors. You know, a lot of times we think these evil things, you know, spirituality and religion, we need to know the difference between the two, you know, and we think these evil things, you know, even when it comes to ourselves, you know what I'm saying, those dark ideas and those dark thoughts and those, you know, we think that it's all evil and bad and we fearful and scared. No, this is a part of us being chaos beings, you know what I'm saying, being dark magic. This is who we are, you know what I'm saying? So to rid that and not explore that would just be, you know, pretty much a waste, right? So I know in my personal life, I'm exploring that side of myself, you know what I'm saying, because life is great, life feels good, you know what I mean? That's just it. It feels good, you know, but to explore these evil, quote, things and that dark side of the soul, you know, I'm learning to embrace that, and it's taking a process, which is okay, right? So, yeah, excuse me. So, yeah, guys, I hope you guys, again, got something out of this YouTube lecture. Bobby is wonderful. I love Bobby. And, yeah, guys, again, I'll be probably doing this randomly. I'm not sure when the next show is going to be, but always follow the show. It's going to be in the show notes as well. And always join our Facebook group. Excuse me. Join our Facebook group as well. So, yeah. Yeah, guys, until next time. Yeah, peace and love. Happy Sunday. This one's for all the
on them. Neighborhood know we coming. relate him. Pimps memorize his lines verbatim. He reps in YO. Gifts, he knows the Wados. Not church, it's how we tied though. He walks the tenement, sleeps at a super fly condo. My kind of nigga, my icon, my idol. No certificate for this misfit who handle business. The odds stacked against him, he fights back Mac and Benz's. Never puts cash or ass before a friendship. He laughs last, and some die young, he is still existing. Somehow he got around the pitfalls of the system. When he walks, we watch. When he talks, we listen.
Coincidence, they took our leaders and they lynched them.
It's fun for all the leaders.